Hello! Welcome back to Ask Us Anything, where popular science answers your most outlandish, mind-burning questions, from what the universe is made of to why not everyone can touch their toes. I'm your host, Claire Maldarelli.
And I'm producer Jess Bodie.
Let's dive into today's query.
Yes, let's. So this time the people want to know, why do you get those annoying side stitches when you exercise?
Oh my goodness, those are truly the worst. And they happen at the most inconvenient moments. Like right when I'm getting into my running groove, I will get one. And the stabbing pain is truly incomparable. They stop right away and maybe they're benign, but they are, oh my goodness, so painful.
Totally. I played volleyball like in high school and college, and they would always come like right at the most inopportune times, like during a long rally or something. I admit I never really like thought twice about what they actually are. So can you clarify?
I sure can, Jess.
Amazing. You always deliver.
So as my doctor says to me, there is good news and then there is only okay news.
I like that.
Hence bad news, but yeah. Only okay. The good news here is that this issue is a well-known thing in the medical world, fairly common and typically benign. The only okay news is that no one really knows exactly why it happens, making it really difficult to prevent. But there are tons of tested ideas on why this happens, and some researchers think that there isn't one single thing that causes side stitches. There is one that is particularly promising, but I'll describe them all, and you can see if one of them seems to fit for you.
Hey guys, it's Jess. Before we get into the rest of the show, I wanted to give you a quick heads up that Ask Us Anything is about to go on mid-season break. It's only 2 weeks long, nothing too intense, so don't worry. We'll be back on 420, I mean April 20th, with a very special episode. From then on, we'll be back twice a week for the final 6 episodes, and we'll be around online at AskPopSciPod on both Twitter and Instagram before then, but other than that, we'll see you in April. All right, back to the show.
Okay, so the medical term for the stabbing side cramp is called exercise-related transient abdominal pain, or for short, ETAP. I always find these weird, super technical medical terms unnecessary. I feel like they always purposely get way too deep for the sake of a good acronym, like delayed onset muscle soreness, or DOMS, or my all-time favorite that I talked about on our SIB podcast, the weirdest thing I learned this week, autosomal dominant compelling helio-ophthalmic outburst syndrome, or ACHOO, which is also a totally benign condition that literally makes you sneeze a bunch of times after you've consumed a large meal.
I love that. I forgot about that. These researchers and doctors just get so creative with their little names.
They really do. You would think they have so much time on their hands, but science is a lot of work. So I think it's just fun for them.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway, back to exercise-induced pain. So ETAP, the side stitch. It's relatively common. In fact, a 2015 report in the journal Sports Medicine found that about 2/3 of runners had a bout of ETAP at least once a year. But despite how consistently those stabbing pains show up, doctors and researchers have very few well-backed ideas on what causes it.
Oh, it's an enigma.
Yeah, it really is. And even more challenging is that it doesn't occur in just one particular spot every time. And this is definitely true for me. Sometimes the pain is on my left side, sometimes it's on my right, sometimes it feels like it's inside and between my organs, somewhere I can't pinpoint where. All these mysteries make it hard to fix and provide advice for how to prevent ETAP episodes from happening in the first place.
Oh, nuts. So is there any helpful science out there?
So we do know that there are factors that definitely aren't connected to ETAP. And we have theories about ones that might be connected.
Okay, okay. I need to know now. What are they?
Yes. So we do know that ETAP is more common in younger people than in older people. We also know that factors like body mass index, build, and gender have no connection whatsoever to more or worse symptoms of ETAP. So if it affects everyone pretty much equally, aside from age, what is causing this super common phenomena? There's about three theories that researchers have proposed. One of them, known as diaphragmatic ischemia. So this one has to do with blood flow. The idea is that during exercise, the body shifts its blood supply, which carries vital oxygen that we all need to move about, breathe, and function, to where it's needed most. During this shifting process, more blood and oxygen get sent to your muscles and potentially your gut. That also means that less might get sent to the diaphragm, a skeletal muscle that sits under your lungs that help your lungs take in more oxygen. This theory posits that painful side stitches are the result of your diaphragm not getting enough oxygen. Proponents of this theory say it might explain why some people seem to get more ETAP episodes if they drink water or eat a meal right before exercising. Because increased blood flow could be sent to the gut for digestion, and thus even less blood gets sent to the diaphragm. While it's a good theory, it doesn't explain why side stitches attack during activities that don't have high respiratory demand, and thus a rapid shift in blood supply, like horseback riding, for example. Plus, many researchers aren't so sure of the shifting blood supply idea in general, especially away from the diaphragm. A 1999 study had runners undergo a fluoroscopy, which is similar to an x-ray but captures body parts during movement. Among runners experiencing ETAP, even after they ate a large meal, the movement of their diaphragms didn't really change. All of this suggests diaphragmatic ischemia might not be the cause of ETAP.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I don't know about this. It doesn't seem like it fits like 100%.
Yeah, and it really seems like it needs to fit 100% or else we're just playing like guessing games.
Yeah, exactly. So is there more? You mentioned more theories.
Oh, there are so many more.
Okay, great.
All right. The next one of the big three is called visceral ligament stress. This one posits that repeated jostling of the body when you run or do a HIIT workout causes stress to your abdominal muscles and ligaments that hold the organs in place. But still, it doesn't solve everything. People doing activities like swimming, where there is less jostling and more smooth movements, unless you're me doing the butterfly and then it's just not smooth at all, still get these side stitches. And going back to what I mentioned in the beginning, that it can occur in almost every area of the abdomen makes it an even greater challenge. Especially for GI and abdominal pain, doctors often use the location to identify the cause. For example, pain in the upper stomach and chest can be heartburn, and pain in the bottom right that comes on suddenly can potentially mean an inflamed, angry appendix. But pain that is never consistently in the same place, that's hard to follow.
Yeah, this seems like a whole can of worms. Is there like one single thing that feels like it could be the answer for this?
Well, the last of the big three theories, save the best for last, of course.
Of course, of course.
That's what's known as parietal peritoneum irritation, or others call it exertional peritonitis.
Oh boy.
So the parietal peritoneum is a bunch of layers of tissue essentially that line the abdominal wall. And additionally, our bodies have this visceral peritoneum which line the abdominal organs. So the parietal peritoneum lines the wall and the visceral peritoneum lines all of our organs.
Okay, got it.
So in between these two peritoneums, there's this serum-like fluid that keeps everything sort of lubricated and reduces any friction between all these tissue linings. So some researchers think that during exercise, that fluid gets shifted, and that can cause friction and inflammation, which triggers pain.
Oh, okay. That makes a ton of sense.
Yeah. And to some, this seems like the most plausible explanation. In fact, a 2000 study noted that it explains a ton of the mystery surrounding ETAP. For one, because nerves fire in similar ways throughout the peritoneum, which again are those layers of tissue in your abdomen, that would explain why ETAP constantly changes locations. It also offers an explanation for why some people report ETAP episodes if they recently ate or drank before exercising. Eating and drinking could make the stomach and intestines expand, perhaps so much that it'd cause friction between the two peritoneum layers, giving you a stitch.
Oh.
Yeah. One layer in particular, the parietal peritoneum, is also sensitive to movement, hence why ETAP episodes could happen more often as the intensity of exercise increases. So, essentially, many signs are pointing to exertional peritonitis as the cause of side stitches. Still, the study concludes that more research should be done to study all of these theories, particularly this last one, to establish a causal relationship. Finding a direct cause could kickstart better solutions.
Cool beans. So, is there anything a side stitch sufferer like myself could do in the meantime?
So, because side stitches are so personal, some people get them after they eat or drink, others get them when they suddenly increase their pace or exercise intensity. So perhaps the best thing you can do for yourself is to track your own personal symptoms and what you did that day or at least a couple of hours prior. If you find that you always seem to get side stitches if you drink a ton of water or eat a big meal shortly before exercising, then it might be a sign that this could be contributing to the start of an ETAP episode. So maybe you just don't chug the Gatorade or the water right before.
Yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, is there any positive news to end on?
So I will say that the good news is that while we might not know what causes side stitches or how to prevent them yet, we do know how to stop them.
Oh.
Essentially, all cases of ETAP ease up when you stop exercising.
Ah, of course. You just gotta stop working out and take it easy.
Just take a rest day.
Yeah, I definitely will. Thanks, Claire.
Got a question for the editors of Popular Science? Send an email to ask@popsci.com. Ask Us Anything is produced by the editors of Popular Science. This episode was written and reported by me, Claire Maltarelli, with additional editing and audio engineering by Jess Bodie. Big thanks to Billy Cadden for writing our theme song and to Katie Beloff for creating our logo. If you like our show, consider rating it on Apple Podcasts and leaving a review. It helps us a lot. For more PopSci audio content, be sure to check out our sibling podcast, The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week. I'm Claire Maltarelli. Thanks for listening.